it away, but all yours ain't is nothing, so nothing's what I hear. Just say what you wanna say, cause I can't read your mind. We can figure this out together, and we will be just fine.
That was A Bunch of Dead People and Spit It Out, surprisingly enough. It's one of my favorite stories about buying a record, just because I asked the guy in the store what would be a good local thing to buy, and he had his own record there to give to me, and it turned out to be really good. This is also good. It's from Renaissance, called The Day of the Dreamer. Thank you. Mo on TARDIS Jukebox, and If I Take You Back, temporary TARDIS Jukebox anyways. And let's go a little further back to Captain Beefheart, Low Yo-Yo Stuff.
Pretty feet and do the low yo 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 yo. All right, baby, do your low yo yo with all your stuff. Now, baby, do your low yo yo stuff. Your beanie, whether you're long, tall, short, or skinny, sometimes it's rough. You mean to tell me it's that low yo-yo stuff? Low yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. Fast goes fast, slow goes slow.
face well. I can't stop laughing when I should be crying.
Shaking people up, but now I want to go at it more, and I want to go at it more deliberately, and I want to go at it coldly. I want to shake people up so bad that when they leave a nightclub where I performed, I just want them to be at peace.
Young, gifted, black, and leather.
Special interest. One of those songs you don't really have to ask the title for. And here's another one, By the Dark.
Darkness.
The regular Friday night rotation will be back next week. In the meantime, this is The Doctor with a temporary TARDIS jukebox featuring Deerhoof. And coming up next, St. John's Cemetery is the name of the song from a band called Secret Lover. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
It is time for you to stop on our pursuit. Yes, it's time.
last traces. You were up all night when you went to bed with your darkest mind.
More people you may have heard of, the Kinks and Stop Your Sobbin', followed by Wilco and A Shot in the Arm. Here's a couple other people you know, Neil Young, and after that, R.E.M.
Queen in between. All along.
Lacey Jaggs and Billion Walkmans, 750 here on WMFO in Medford. And next, it's X making the music go bang.
Save. So we'll sit and watch the beauty of the age of the end of the world.
There we go. Well, it's getting to be time to go home. I'd like to thank everybody who hung around for this temporary TARDIS jukebox. Your usual Friday rotation will be back next week to give you all those good things. But if you like the TARDIS jukebox, you can find it Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And otherwise scattered around the dial, who knows. Coming up next is... What's the name of your show? I can never remember.
Oh, we're doing a Tears of the Gods this evening, Ray.
All right, that's something exciting to look forward to. Tears of the Gods.
And it's going to be green about St. Patrick's Day and cannabis and energy efficiency.
All good. Just replaced my HVA system because it blew up on a 6-degree day, and I've had enough of that for now. So I will leave that to the next show. Coming up in just a minute or two here on WMFO in Medford.